Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here at the East-West Shrine Game in St. Petersburg, Florida. Tuesday morning practice for the East team. Taking a look now at some 7-on-7 drills, Tony. And let's start by looking at the safeties. You've got Dean Marlowe from James Madison on the far side in the purple helmet. And then on the near side, you've got Damian Parms from Florida Atlantic.
You know, Marlowe looks the part. You see him there. He's tall. He's thin. He's got some athleticism. But he doesn't always play to it. He's not very productive. You know, as we saw during the one-on-one drills, can he play over the slot receiver? Can he cover? Or basically, is he just a traditional, you know, one-scheme strong safety? That's what's got to be determined here.
Let's look at 16 there, the deep safety, as he reads the coverage. And Hudson Mason overthrows. Marlowe makes a break on the ball. What about Parms?
Parms, he's solid. He's a little bit small, but that's okay. You see NFL safeties today and the Berries, some of these guys, are they don't have to be 6'2", 210 pounds. He's a solid ball player, solid defensive back. I don't know that anything stands out. The quarterback there missed Andre Davis, who was wide open over the middle of the field, which was the player Marlowe was supposed to be covering on that last play.
What's that safety? Damian Parms, now number 17 at free safety. And the dump off. All right, let's talk about some of the other guys out here. Tony, who has impressed you? Who is on the field right now?
Some of the tight ends have done pretty good. Wes Saxton of South Alabama. He very much looks the part. He's quick off the snap. He's very athletic. He came into the season highly rated by scouts. But I think, as we said earlier, consistency is his downfall. He's not a consistent pass catcher.
He's number 13, just so everybody knows, as he comes to the line.
Got to watch here on this next play on the bottom of the screen, number 21, the cornerback from Tennessee, Justin Coleman. Looks good in looks good in drills. Has been solid, but, you know, again, inconsistency. That's a word that I'm constantly using. I sound redundant, but that's why these guys are playing in the Shrine Game this week rather than the Senior Bowl next week, because they don't consistently play at a high level. They've got the skill. It's just a matter of, you know, can they up their game? Or are they going to be third or fourth round picks? Or are they going to be sixth or seventh round picks, potentially undrafted free agents?
All right, on the near side, we have Cam Thomas, the cornerback from Western Kentucky, number 19, who goes 6'1", 200 as his official listing. He'll be guarding Devin Gardner, the converted quarterback turned wide receiver from Michigan. Let's watch that matchup.
Gardner showed some good things today. I think he's improved his play today, Tuesday, as opposed to where he was yesterday. Obviously, transitions can take a little while. Not really fast, not really quick, but you can see him progressing. There was Wes Saxton making a nice catch over the middle in a crowd. So Saxton, number 13, the tight end. Not really big, more of a move tight end, potential H-back type of guy that you're going to put in motion before the snap, maybe line him up in the backfield on occasion. But a good pass, a good athlete with the potential as a solid pass catcher.
How about these linebackers in the middle? Let's take a look at number 8, Amarlo Herrera from Georgia, 6'2", 233. There on the far side now, the middle of the field, number 8.
Yeah, Herrera's been pretty impressive. He's quick. He moves well laterally. He shows a good burst. Unlike many of the other guys who have yet to prove they're anything other than two down defenders, you see Herrera there getting decent depth on his pass drops, good change of direction. Pass goes to Kenny Hilliard, who I think the running back from LSU, who's really done well today, running the ball and catching it out of the backfield as well.
Take a look at who else is coming out onto the field. How about number 30, Tony, Edmund Robinson, the linebacker from Newberry College, what weighs in 6'3", 244.
Has really struggled. Does not look fast. Does not look mobile. Is getting swallowed up by blocks. I mean, A for effort, but it just does not look like he's got the athleticism. It looks like he's going to be paired up against Kerry Lee. Oh, he's going to move inside. Bonner's coming up against Kerry Lee, and we've got to stop any action here. But getting back to your question about Robinson, a solid small school player. I just don't know that he's a next-level prospect.
Let's take a look at him here as he throws some shade, see if he can shine despite it. Play goes away from him, but he looked great there, Tony. All right, let's see who else comes out of the field as we switch units. Let's talk about a player on the near side here, number 23, Ty Smith from Towson, the cornerback a player who has caught your eye.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's quick, solid fundamentals. You know, in the drilling session, he showed well, as good as anybody else, the ability to backpedal, flip his hips, and quickly transition. You know, people talk about cornerbacks 40 times, but remember, a lot of their time is spent moving in reverse. So you want to watch his backpedal. Is he stiff and mechanical, or is he smooth and fluid? And I think Smith has shown a solid fundamentals to a nice break to the ball, even though the pass is on the other side. By the choice, he's playing heads up football. The fact is, he stays with his responsibilities, tries to break on the pass that never went to his guy.
Let's stick on Smith here as we get a good look at him on the near side. Looks like he'll be going up against Keith Mumphrey, the wide receiver from Michigan State.
Underrated guy. Didn't see a lot of action because of the fact that Michigan State ran the ball with Jeremy Langford, one of the most underrated backs in this year's draft, and they had a good receiver in Tony Lippitt, but Mumphrey can play. Actually, he's against Andre Davis. So this will be a good matchup because Davis has played well the past 2 days, showed really well in drills. See Davis quickly get off the snap into his routes. Again, the pass goes to the other side. Smith gave up a decent cushion. Didn't matter because the ball was not thrown in his direction.
So when you talk about guys like Ty Smith, being impressed with Ty Smith or some of the other players who you've talked about, what are we talking, fourth round, fifth round?
You want to see how he works out, but you're talking about the later rounds. Usually like the earliest, I'd say, is the fifth round, sixth, seventh round area, a guy who's going to be a dime back, special teams player. Although Townsend has put a good number of solid players into the NFL, Bushrod, the offensive tackle, Meggett, the ball carrier, had some success for a while. So they do produce some NFL players.
Finally, we get one coming our way. Ty Smith breaks well on the ball, knocks it loose from Andre Davis, who would have been out of bounds anyway.
Gave up a bit of a cushion, but you like the way he closed and the way he competed to knock away that pass. And I'll just repeat something I said about Davis earlier. You know, there's the belief that once the whistle blows and the ball is snapped, he's a little bit soft. He looks great in drills, but he doesn't always come away or battle to make the reception. You saw it there, and Ty Smith was able to take advantage of it to break up that pass. Would like to see a little bit of a little bit tighter coverage here, but, you know, you don't know the system or what the coaches are asking him to do.
All right, last play here. Let's look at 54 in the middle. Quayshon Neely, the Georgia Tech linebacker, who Tony is a fan of.
A little bit undersized, but he moves well. I think that was more Cole Farron's guy over the middle. Dominique Brown of Louisville, another running back that's looked good. Again, Quayshon Neely, if he's drafted, it's going to be in the very late rounds. But still, he's a depth player, eighth linebacker at the next level. He's going to play special teams.
All right, that'll do it as we look at the 7-on-7s on the East team. Tuesday's East practice at the Shrine Game. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net.